I, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will administer justice.
That I will administer justice.
Without respect to persons.
Without respect
that
to
is
persons.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson at her swearing-in ceremony today. She is the first black woman to serve on the court. And the judicial oath we're hearing was administered by Justice Stephen Breyer, who is retiring after nearly three decades on the court.
Also today, the Supreme Court issued two consequential rulings. In a few minutes, we'll hear about the court allowing the Biden administration to end the Remain in Mexico immigration policy. But first, we want to look at the court's decision that the Environmental Protection Agency does not have the authority to regulate carbon emissions from existing power plants in a way that favors one source of power over another. Laura Benchoff is covering energy and climate for NPR. Laura, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So this 6-3 decision concerned an Obama administration plan that limited carbon emissions at the state level. The Trump administration had repealed that plan. What did the court rule exactly?
The court ruled that the Obama plan, known as the Clean Power Plan, had gone too far. Essentially, in trying to move the entire electricity generation sector away from more polluting coal-fired plants towards natural gas had overstepped the EPA's authority, is what the justices said. You know, they looked at what the law, Clean Air Act had granted EPA, back in 1970 by Congress, and they said, that's not in there. You can't do that.
So in stripping regulatory authority from the EPA, Chief Justice John Roberts writes in the majority opinion that Congress needs to speak more clearly on these issues. But isn't it true that these regulatory agencies have the expertise to regulate, right? Congress doesn't, and never mind the gridlock that exists in Congress to actually get anything done. Is the result here, the end result, simply put, deregulation?
I think what you're getting at is, you know, this longstanding precedent before decisions like this one that would have given that power to these agencies, that would have acknowledged, right, agencies are staffed by people with technical knowledge, particularly when it comes to science. Science changes, and that Congress didn't want to get down in the weeds necessarily in legislating every small thing. And so there was a fair amount of deference to what agencies were able to do. And that's really changing with this court. This court sort of viewed that longstanding precedent as a giveaway to the executive branch that stripped legislative authority where it should exist. And so the end result is, right, you're going to see agencies that are not able to regulate the way that they were in the past.
And so what does this ruling mean for efforts to reduce greenhouse gases?
You know, it is expected, this because the Supreme Court even took this case up when the Obama, you know, plan at the heart of it had been, you know, years sort of out of date and not enacted, we sort of knew something was going to happen along these lines, that something about that plan was going to be struck down. At the same time, you know, it did leave the EPA with some authority to fight greenhouse gases, right? It took away the power to kind of look at the grid as a whole and say, well, we have renewable power here, we have coal power here, we want to move towards renewable. EPA can't do that anymore, but they still can set limits on carbon emissions. That's within their power. And former EPA staff and lawyers I talked to said, you know, it even left open the possibility of some sort of cap and trade system, some sort of higher level regulation around carbon emissions from power plants, just not the one that existed or that the Obama administration had tried to put into place.
So I see. So this ruling ties the hands of the EPA, right? It has big implications, though, beyond the EPA. What will this mean for other regulatory agencies, what they can and cannot do?
So there's a key phrase in the ruling. It's called major questions. And this doctrine that the justices referred to and saying the EPA had gone too far is one that's popping up in a lot of cases right now. It came up previously, for example, in their decision to strike down the CDC's eviction moratorium. And it's their way of saying, agencies, you need to stay in your lane. You're overreaching what's in the law that gives you power. And so, you know, when you look around, this language is popping up in other cases as well. So we're going to see other attorneys who are, you know, for causes that would like to fight a regulation using that argument. They see it has purchase with this court, and we see that this court is just interested in reviewing what powers agencies have to a greater degree than past courts have.
consequential ruling today. Laura Benchoff is covering energy and climate for NPR. Laura, thank you very much for the information.
Thank you for having me.